Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. With the recent demise of BBC Radio 2's The Organist Entertains, I've been thinking back to some of the artists who broadcast on the BBC throughout the years, and to some of the more eclectic music chosen in the 1950s and 60s. Tunes such as this, Swiss Polka, broadcast by George Blackmore from the Compton in the Astoria Cinema Aberdeen in 1955. Swiss Polka, George Blackmore and the Astoria Aberdeen Compton. Robin Richmond started The Organist Entertains in 1969, just about the time that I started to become interested in theatre pipes. He was first and foremost a Hammond organist, having imported the very first such instruments into the UK in 1935, but his training was, of course, on pipes. This is Robin on Hammond, with a medley of two songs, Robin's Nest and Sugar, That Sugar Baby of Mine. Thank you. Robin Richmond was able to draw on some of the finest talent the UK had to offer, sprinkled with some of the best American recordings. A favourite on radio for many years, Brian Rodwell was featured by Robin on many occasions, and in the 1970s, the BBC released some theatre pipe albums, which included some of their own recordings made for broadcast. Featuring the Compton of the Gaumont Cinema Coventry, now long gone, this is a composition by fellow organist John Howlett, The March, Royal Command. Command by John Howlett, and more about John later in the show. One of my favourite BBC organ broadcasts in the 1970s were by Dudley Savage. His As Prescribed hospital request shows were aired early on Sunday mornings, 7 a.m. if memory serves me correctly. If I remembered, I set my tape recorder on a timer, and I still have all of those tapes. This, however, is from another BBC vinyl album from the 1970s, complete with Dudley and his wonderful announcing voice.
When Louis Braille invented the alphabet made up of raised dots, he was to bring untold pleasure to sightless people all over the world. Without this discovery, one can imagine the desperate feeling of isolation sightless people must have experienced. But now, thanks to Louis Braille, it's a very different story. Among the regular listeners to As Prescribed are the residents in a number of homes for the blind, and their requests, typed in Braille, are often included in the program. Well, from their letters, it's very clear that they prefer the tuneful tunes from the old musical shows. Well, I've strung together a handful of such songs, making it abundantly clear that the music of Ivor Novello and Franz Lehár will live on and on.
Thank you.
Dudley Savage and the Compton with that glorious mellotone in the ABC Royal Cinema Plymouth. And we just don't hear voices like that in broadcasting anymore, do we? John Howlett, in addition to being a fine composer, was also the organist in residence at the Odeon Leicester Square from 1947 to 1958, and from where he broadcast frequently. He continued to be aired by the BBC into the 1960s. This is Forgotten Dreams by Leroy Anderson from a March 1965 broadcast from the Wurlitzer of the Granada Theatre, Tooting. I Know That You Know, a Vincent Newman's hit from 1926, with Lawrence James at the console of the Wurlitzer from the Metropole Cinema Victoria, which at the time was in the Town Hall, Buckingham. Lawrence broadcast both nationally and locally. I have some tracks he made for Radio Medway, which were also released on a vinyl LP by DeRoy Records. The artist who followed John Howlett at the Leicester Square Odeon was Gerald Shaw, and like most of his contemporaries, he included much light music in his broadcasts for the BBC. This track of Adelma, composed in 1955, is a piece much loved by American organists, but would have been quite typical of the eclectic selections he chose for his BBC work. The organ is the Odeon Compton, affectionately nicknamed the Duchess. Our last selection today was a no-brainer. Nigel Ogden took over the Organist Entertains presenter's chair from Robin Richmond in 1980 and has weathered the numerous format and broadcast time changes mandated by the BBC. 38 years of pretty much continuous broadcasting of pipes and electronics in varying proportions. Here's Nigel with a track from one of his many CDs back in Blackpool, released in 1997, David Rose's Holiday for Strings. Thank you. Nigel Ogden with Holiday for Strings, played on the Blackpool Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. Enjoy your retirement from broadcasting, Nigel. You've earned it. And I must apologise for some audio deficiencies in some of today's tracks. They are inevitable when playing such archive material. Fortunately, I have no plans to retire, and unless this station knows something that I don't, I'll be back with more Hot Pipes for the foreseeable future. For the meantime, though, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.